You're on 2SER Breakfast with Mick Rad, and it's very, very good to welcome back our resident film guru, Michael Jones. Welcome back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That's far too generous to call me a guru. I'm just a film lover, just like everybody else. Like every Joe and Joanne Blow that pays their $20, $25, up to $30 to go and see a film, except I don't pay as often as I can.
But yes, whatever it is, you do come in and you talk about film, and you've seen a couple of doozies over the summer break.
Yes, I've seen some Oscar bait.
Oscar bait, that's
Oscar
it.
Bait. And I'll start with The Post, shall I?
Yes, please do.
This has got Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, Bruce Greenwood, Michael Stuhlbarg, Bradley Whitford, Bob Odenkirk in it. So all great actors there. And it's directed by Steven Spielberg.
Of course it is.
Now, this is a historical drama based on a true story. It's 1971 and the Pentagon Papers. These are documents which revealed just how the Vietnam War was really going were actually leaked to the New York Times, not the Washington Post, who then went about starting to publish them. The Nixon administration obviously didn't like this, and so with the help of the US Supreme Court, had an injunction placed on the New York Times to stop them publishing.
Right.
But then Ben Bradley over at the Washington Post thought, bloody hell, we should be publishing this stuff. We need to get our hands on the Pentagon Papers because that'll raise the profile of our newspaper.
Right.
His only problem was that his new proprietor, who happened to be a woman, Kay Graham, played by Meryl Streep, was coming under serious pressure from her very conservative board and also her very good friend, former Defence Secretary Robert McNamara, not to publish these documents. So what to do, what to do. Look, The Post has all the ingredients for a really entertaining film, like great actors, a terrific director, the role of a free press in holding government to account. You've got a female newspaper proprietor battling it out in what was a man's world at the time, you know, because it's all changed for them now, hasn't it? All those great ingredients, but you really end up with a film that just seems to overstrive for worthiness. I really, really wanted to like this film, but rather than sort of focusing on the exposure of government lies, The Post seems to be more interested in focusing on how this story ended up raising the profile of the Washington Post as a newspaper to national prominence in the United States. Sure, there is some drama as, you know, Kay Graham ums and ahs as she's pressured by the board, and then Ben Bradley, who's played by Tom Hanks, publish, don't publish, publish, don't publish. Right. And like Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep, they're really, really good, and of course they will be nominated for Oscars, I'm sure. But the story of The Post's rise to prominence just isn't interesting enough when you've got the bloody Pentagon Papers right there. What's in them? I want to know. I mean, you know, obviously you can look back now at the history, but crikey. It just felt like Steven Spielberg just wasn't sure which part of the story was most entertaining, so he's tried to please everyone, and ultimately he pleases no one. Well, he didn't please me, at least. Anyway, look, watching The Post plod along, it just felt like reading a long-form article in an old-school newspaper where the lead headline promises so much only for you to find just one or two paragraphs that you thought the article was going to be about and get really bored by very dry old school style of writing that takes ages to get to the point. A bit like this review, really. So maybe this is why nobody reads traditional newspapers anymore and prefer to skim on the internet.
Maybe this was the beginning of it all. Maybe, you know, it took so long to get through this. Maybe we're going to start having snippets of small movies that only can keep our attention span.
Well, these days, most people judge movies by watching trailers. You see comments.
True, yeah. People review trailers as like their movies.
They do.
Can I ask you how long The Post is?
It feels really, really long. I don't have an actual running time. I'd say it's longer than 120 minutes, though, okay. And I felt most of them.
All right.
Speaking of time, let's move on to another Oscar bait film called The Darkest Hour.
Yes.
Or maybe it's just Darkest Hour. This one's got Gary Oldman, Kristen Scott Thomas, Lily James, Ben Mendelsohn. Yeah. This time not playing a creep, which is really, really good. Samuel West, Ronald Pickup, Stephen DeLane. And it's directed by a guy called Joe Wright. He directed films like Pan and Anna Karenina.
Okay,
Anna Karenina, if I can get my tongue around that one, and Atonement. It's May 1940 and the Germans are marching through Europe and nobody in Britain is very happy with Prime Minister Neville Peace in Our Time Chamberlain. Neither the opposition nor the ruling Conservatives. They think it's time for Chamberlain to go. Now, Viscount Halifax, played by Stephen DeLane, seems to be Chamberlain's anointed successor, but neither of these two men has counted on Churchill, played by Gary Oldman. Neither of them have counted on his rat political cunning, and so of course Churchill does end up as Prime Minister, despite the objections of King George VI, played by our own Ben Mendelsohn, with a lovely lisp there. Then the question is raised, like, is Churchill really up to the job, given that he comes to it with so much baggage? There's a litany of failure behind Winston Churchill before 1940, which a lot of people tend to forget. Gallipoli, anyone?
Uh-huh.
That was his idea.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's mentioned more than once during this film. Look, The Darkest Hour, it takes place in those last 3 weeks of May 1940. The disaster unfolding at Dunkirk, or the potential disaster, is pretty much pushed into the background as this film becomes, I guess, more of a character piece for Gary Oldman to demonstrate that he can totally transform himself into one of the great figures in world history, and you wouldn't even know it was him under all those prosthetics and that makeup. And also it's about the political manoeuvrings that Halifax and Chamberlain were doing at the time to perhaps manoeuvre him out of the top job if he didn't attempt to negotiate some sort of truce or peace with Germany. Now, Gary Oldman, he's brilliant. He captures Churchill's mannerisms, his pomposity and determination and wit, and even his self-doubt at times. It's a total Oscar bait performance. I think he won a Golden Globe the other night.
He sure did. I
think he'll clean up again at the Oscars. And Ben Mendelsohn actually gives some depth and intelligence to King George VI too. It's a really interesting performance from him. This film did leave me feeling a little bit frustrated and unsatisfied, as it seems to be building up to something, but just pulls up short. Whilst we do get the "we'll fight them on the beaches" speech in Parliament, we don't even get to see Churchill celebrate the successful evacuation from Dunkirk. And, oh, I'm sorry if I ruined that movie for anybody. They do get off the beach. Sorry about that. We don't even get to see him celebrate that. So for me, the Darkest Hour felt like it was maybe an hour too short.
Right. Interesting. I have seen how Oldman looks as Churchill, and it's ridiculous. It doesn't even look like Oldman.
Well, Gary Oldman never looks like Gary Oldman. That's the thing. If you don't see his name pop up in the opening credits, and then you hear, oh, Gary Oldman was in that film, you go, which one was he? But, I mean, we only know this is him because he's...
Yeah, he did
the
pay
star.
In his winning speech at the Golden Globes, he did pay tribute to the makeup artists. I think he did like 70 different days of makeup, like sitting in that chair for hours on end getting done up. Imagine that.
Yeah, well, they'd certainly do a terrific job.
Great. Oh, well, look, I'm really keen to see that one. The Post, maybe not so much. I think I'll avoid that one because Tom
Maybe Hanks. You can watch it online.
Oh, maybe I could and just skip through the boring bits, right?
Fast forward.
Thank you very much for your contributions towards these Oscar bait movies, which are all around us. We'll see you again next week. Thank you, Michael.
Pleasure.